7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, time for Look at the News for a Thursday. It's the 19th day of April for 2018. In the news this morning, the California Natural Resources Agency yesterday released a final report that recommends adding 37 miles of the Upper McCallamy River to the California Wild and Scenic River System. The report, delivered to the legislature and Governor Brown, recommends adding 5 McCallamy River segments to the system due to their extraordinary recreational and scenic resource values. It also recommends special provisions to address local concerns, including protecting existing water rights and allowing future local water development projects if they would avoid adverse impacts to the river segments. The process marks the first time a river has been assessed for addition to the California Wild and Scenic River System since 1994. The California Natural Resource Agency received over 1,700 letters and comments, with the overwhelming majority supporting the report's recommendations, including local water agencies and conservation groups. The study report is available for review at resources.ca.gov/wildandscenic.
The Calaveras County Board of Supervisors voted 4-1 to spend $23,500 on a consulting contract with Government Financial Strategies to do polling, outreach, and education in advance of putting a ballot measure to voters in November to boost the county's current visitor tax from 6% to 10 or 12%. Tim Lutz, County Administrative Officer, told the board their approval was needed Tuesday in order to meet approaching deadlines to get language to the election office for placement on the November 6th ballot. Well, voting for the move were Supervisors Tuffinelli, Oliveria, Mills, and Clapp. Supervisor Garamendi voted against the measure, explaining while he's all for raising the visitor tax, he couldn't vote for the contract without more background info directly from the consultant. Government Financial Strategy staff were not present at Tuesday's meeting. The deadline, July 24th, to get language on the November ballot for the TOT increase vote. Now, also Tuesday in closed session, the Board of Supervisors took no reportable action on existing litigation in which the Calaveras Cannabis Legal Defense Fund and Trevor Whitke, a grower and executive director of the Calaveras Cannabis Alliance, are making legal moves against the county in Calaveras Superior Court.
And a vehicle accident on Highway 88 tied up traffic for some time Tuesday morning, according to the CHP. At approximately 8:28 in the morning Tuesday, 27-year-old Sarah Diddy of Pine Grove was traveling westbound on Highway 88 just west of Toyon Road in excess of 60 miles an hour when she suddenly came upon slower traffic directly in front of her. She slammed on her brakes, lost control of the vehicle. She then skidded out of control, entering the eastbound lane of Highway 88 directly into the path of an oncoming Amador County Sheriff's vehicle that was towing a flatbed trailer. Diddy struck the side of the deputy's vehicle, then hit the flatbed trailer. The impact of the collision tore the engine from the car. The engine was later found about 60 feet away from the accident. Diddy had two young passengers in the vehicle that were restrained in their car seats. All occupants of Diddy's vehicle were transported to Sutter Amador Hospital for precautions. However, no injuries were reported in the collision.
Well, future Farmers of America FFA officials asking the public be on the lookout for a white Wells cargo trailer with license plate number 4KJ1127. Now, the trailer was stolen from Galt early Wednesday morning around 3 a.m. FFA Executive Director Matt Payton says, beside the cost of the trailer, more than $130,000 worth of gear and awards for the group's 90th annual California FFA Convention in Anaheim this weekend were inside the trailer. All material for the conference and all registration paperwork, merchandise for the store, audio-visual equipment, computer tablets, and 8,000 tickets to Disney's California Adventure were in the trailer. Well, Payton stresses that no personal student info is inside the trailer, adding Disney is canceling the tickets, issuing new ones. All vendors are doing rush orders to print new material for the upcoming conference. Now, anyone with spotting the trailer or who may have details of the theft asked to contact the Galt Police Department at 366-7000. or any branch of law enforcement. And again, we have been asked to remind you guys, you may have seen this on Valley Television, but we have been asked to continue to get the word out here. This is a white Wells cargo trailer with license plate number 4KJ1127.
And the Calaveras County Water District will host another town hall meeting this week regarding planned rate increases. Officials will be on hand to speak about the changes planned for the 1,300 water customers and 5,000 sewer customers. The actual increase would depend on tiered consumption use. Now, tonight's meeting will be at the Vallecito Church. Then on April 24th at the Arnold Independence Hall, and on April 26th at the Veterans Hall in Valley Springs. All of the meetings will be open to the public and will start promptly at 6 p.m. CCWD staff will provide an overview of the planned changes and also answer questions. A public hearing and vote on the new rates is currently scheduled for May 23rd.
PG&E and Vulcan Construction continuing with their underground utility work here in Jackson. It'll close Schober and Peak Street to traffic the remainder of the work week. Now, all non-residents will be required to take an alternate route. Golf course will also be closed. Now, residents and all other traffic entering and exiting these areas must follow detours. Detours will be in place on Perry and French Bar Road for the Schober and Peak Street work. Now, when it comes to the golf course road work, crews want us to know Sierra Street, Mouchat Lane, and Bright Avenue will all remain open. Resident, business, emergency, construction, and city vehicles only will be given access to these areas if needed. Expect short delays when trying to access. Again, this closure runs through Friday.
And the Amador County Chamber of Commerce invites you to their 2018 Business Expo and Job Fair today from 4 to 7 at the Grand Oak Ballroom at Jackson Rancheria. You'll be able to meet with local businesses who are looking to hire, plus come to see what Amador has to offer. There are close to 40 vendors on hand. This event is free to the public. You'll receive a complimentary goodie bag and be entered into a drawing to win prizes from local businesses. So, again, come to see what Amador has to offer. That's today from 4 to 7, Grand Oak Ballroom, Jackson Rancheria. Also, we've had a couple of calls this morning, folks that missed yesterday's drawing. Judy Duclos of Jackson. Judy Duclos was the winner of the $1,000 KVGC bingo prize drawing. Judy, congratulations. That's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.